wouldn't it be just marvelous to get people to do what I want? But even better, wouldn't it be perfect if they wanted to do what I wanted for the mere pleasure of helping me? This is Claudia Monticelli, and we're going to answer this question and more in this episode of Pleasure Seeking. Hello, all you goddesses out there. You have survived your goddess imagination. Well, we're going to be moving on, and I would like to take a jump here, make a qualitative jump, and talk about queens, how we are queens, how we can act as a queen. It's not really about acting, it's about being. So, do you know, you could remember that saying, well, if you treat a child like a child, as if they were a child, then they will act like a child. The same goes here. If you act like a queen, you are a queen. It's quite different from the goddess, I have to say. It's different from being a goddess, because a goddess, if you can think of it, is ethereal. Oh, I mentioned Gina Torres. I mentioned that she was a science fiction goddess. And with the goddess, you could recall at that party, you had to think of how you would be dressed. But there was an inherent difficulty there. And the difficulty was that you couldn't find your present day goddess. We were always thinking of old world goddesses, Athena and the like, or even Hollywood actresses from older movies, Greta Garbo and similar actresses. But what's the difference here? The difference basically is that queens are busy. They definitely have an agenda. They manage power, we could say. They move it. They move things around them. They move objects, they move people, they move events around themselves. One example I could suggest is Oprah Winfrey. The person that we imagine as Oprah Winfrey, unless you have met her, is what the media represents of her. She comes off as a rather compassionate person, as we can understand through the people who she invites on her show. But she's also very earthy. And by this I mean earthy in the sense of down to earth, and earthy in the sense of sensuous in her own way. She's a sensuous woman. If we think of the queen, there are really so many types of queens. And in maybe you could start asking yourself, what kind of queen are you? What kind of queen could you be? is there a set queen for certain contexts and another queen for other contexts? This is an interesting thought that we might want to entertain.
They say she's a cold queen who's murdered bold kings and said cold things. Freezes hearts to death and goes and counts her gold rings. In her castle filled with ice, strife, and spotlights that doesn't melt a drop on hot nights, it can't be cracked, broken.
Now, I'd like to give us all an exercise here, a theme size, as if it were a game. Let's imagine you were a queen. You are a queen. Where do you live? You can be practical. It could be the same place you are living in now, or it could even be another place. Think about it. Where would you live? Where do you live? Where are you going to live? Where were you living before? If I were a queen, where do I live? Now, once we have that stable and we have that in our mind, let's move on to what are you going to do? What do you do? What do you do? Are your goals different? Or are they the same? If they're the same, think a moment and imagine, why do I have the same goals? And importantly, if your goals are different, this begs the question, why are they different now from my ordinary goals that I had before? And we'll come back to this. Another thing that I would like you to imagine is, who would you have close to you, near to you? Who would you have around you? Would you have more men near you? If so, would they be partners at any point in time? Could they be a partner? Do you have more than one partner in your queen world? And if there are more men, or any men at all, what capacity do they have in your life as a queen? Think about this carefully. What do they actually either represent, or what do they actually do? Now, let's imagine that you may have more women in your life. Here too, let's think. Are they friends? Are they there as partners? Are they assistants? What capacity do they have? What capacity do they have? Now, we can hold on a moment. I want you to think, and I want you to think why you made the choices that you made. Think hard about the choices you made in relation to where you live, or the choices you made in relation to what you did. And more importantly, think about the choices in relation to who you would have close to you. More men? What would they be? More women? Who would they represent? What would they represent for you? And if you think about it, you can see that your choices probably, for the most part, and this is what I find in my practice with clients, is that their choices are made on trust. I trust this person, and therefore I want them close. This is a man who I would always trust. I don't want to leave him out of my life because this is a person dear to me because of that. Now, let's think of your life today as it is. Think about it and how the choices you made as if you, when you were visualizing yourself as a queen, and the choices that you have exactly made in your life up to today. Do they differ from what you do now? Trust usually changes everything. Trust will help us lay the foundation and will allow us to expand our reign as a queen. Think about that and see, you could even surmise the differences between your imagined queen, you as your imagined queen, and you today, where those differences lie, and which vision the queen or you today can allow you to expand. Now for a moment, I want you to just analyze our thinking. Analyze your thinking. When you were visualizing yourself as a queen, was it future-oriented? Were you planning for some future event or some future role? Or was it past-oriented? For example, I choose this person because they have always been with me, and this is a thinking process that's based on past experience and past experiences. Or were your thinking processes geared toward the present? And what I mean by this is, ask yourself how committed you actually were while you were thinking, how committed you were to create your reign as a queen. Visualizing is a very powerful tool, very powerful tool. If you're thinking in the present, you would say to yourself something like, I want Suzanne as part of my team because Suzanne is a person that, or is a person who. Those are examples of present day thinking. Now, relax, stop thinking, if that's possible. And after you listen to this episode of the Pleasure Seeking Podcast, every now and then, while you're alone and you have time to think, go back and rethink this short exercise that we just did together. But we're going to change the way you do it. This time, you're going to attempt to make choices from thoughts born out of pleasure. And I'll give you a couple of examples. I choose Suzanne because she has this cute upturned nose, and she's such a funny person. She makes me laugh every time she tells me something about herself. Or you can approach it as if it were actually a game. And remember to make choices based on pleasant thoughts. Thoughts that will give you bliss. Thoughts that give you a buzz. Or simply comfort. You could even think of thoughts that come from satisfaction, having felt satisfied for having done things or having received a certain something from someone, or even having time, even having had the time to spend on your favorite hobby. And base your ideas and choices on enjoyment. What brings you enjoyment? And of course, many of you will think, well, what happened to that notion of trust? Well, ladies and gentlemen listening, can you seriously say to yourself that a pleasant experience is not born out of trust? For example, Suzanne, who you have chosen and you will choose and are choosing because she has that upturned nose, cute nose, and she's so humorous. Can you honestly say you don't trust her? Remember that this is an important key element going forward in pleasure seeking. That elements of pleasure are inherently linked to notions of trust. We could never trust a person who makes us suffer, or we have difficulty in trusting them. Think about that, and the next episode, we will try to change our visualization process and use pleasure seeking as our compass. Bye bye until we hear each other again. Do.